This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Pulling back the curtain of what the Ontario Provincial Police do on a daily basis and enticing students to consider a career in policing is the goal of the Haliburton Highlands OPP Youth Academy. The program, the first of its kind to be offered in the region, will give students a chance to learn more about the diverse roles within the OPP and gauge whether this is a career that interests them. Canoe FM sat down with PC Joel Imbo of the Haliburton Highlands OPP recently to discuss how the program works and how it can benefit local students.
She was one of our detachment commander. She came from a detachment where they had this program in place, and she had brought it to my attention and we discussed it and figured it would be a great idea. And obviously we want to make sure we're engaging the youth, obviously in every avenue of government nowadays. Finding proper suitable recruits is essential for good policing. So we figured it's a good place to start, make sure these youths that are specifically in high school get an opportunity and get a taste for what it's like to be a police officer and get an idea what the different units are, because everyone thinks, well, you're a police officer, you're just a police officer and that's all you do. That's not correct. There's so many different avenues and units within the police force that you can apply for and become a member of that it's actually staggering. So, I mean, if you wanted to be a helicopter pilot, you can do that. You know, these are all things that are the options when it comes to policing. They think it's just a simple one career. No, it's a career within a career within a career if you want to take that route. So we wanted to familiarize the youth with policing, and if they have interest and they really want to fulfill whatever requirements are needed, such as like volunteer hours, those types of things that are essential for putting into police, showing that you care about the community. When I was putting in for the process, I was volunteering at a soup kitchen, those types of things. Those were important. So food bank work, that kind of stuff is essential. So, you know, obviously we're going to touch on all those topics of discussion with the youths when they attend the program itself. So that way they have clear direction on what they need to do, what they should really focus on in order to be successful. Obviously, post-secondary is one of those things we like to preach because it is important.
The OPP Youth Academy is a six-week program beginning March 26th, where students in grade 9 through 12 spend 2 hours each week at the Minda Detachment. It's a chance for students to get a behind-the-scenes look at the work the OPP carry out every day.
We were looking for a minimum of 10, which we surpassed in our first week. It's looking like we've accomplished what we were looking for, and hopefully we can get a really good group together and make some fun out of it. So I hope they enjoy the program itself, because I think they're really going to learn a lot and get some understanding on how deep the realm goes in the OPP world.
It's not just learning about policing, though, Imbo says. It's about how you present yourself both to the instructors, but also to the broader community. Once the applications have been assessed and the participants chosen for the program, students will be expected to be prompt, courteous, and conduct themselves in an appropriate manner, just as though they're real recruits learning the ropes. The classes will be jam-packed with interesting topics, all directly related to policing.
We obviously have a very small application process. It's very simple. Following that, we do checks on each of the applicants to make sure they qualify for the position. And obviously, those accepted will follow up on the first date of the program. During that time, obviously, we're going to go over the rules of the program, the expectations, that you're obviously on time, well-dressed, and you're here in a professional atmosphere. You're going to act in a professional way. And, you know, with the keenness of understanding, we want to hear questions. We want you to engage. We want you to be a part of this so you really understand this is what you want. And if you're willing to drive yourself to say, okay, now that I understand what this is about, I really want this. The way we're looking at this is we're hoping that engages and motivates people to want to continue and strive to make sure their applications and their portfolios are perfect for police application. So we are going to go through 2 hour days, 1 hour per presenter, and it starts out with things like human trafficking, which is a big topic. Emergency response team with canine, so doing search, evidence search, trying to apprehend suspects, that kind of stuff. Save units, so that's basically a snow machine, ATV and vessel enforcement. So that unit is specific just to basically toy time. Living on a boat, snow machine, and an ATV sounds pretty fun from an OPP perspective. Auxiliary and cadet program, we're going to touch on that. So we'll have auxiliaries and cadets in this, having discussions about how to join those programs, what they're about, how you achieve volunteer hours, especially in the auxiliary program. If you want volunteer hours, the auxiliary program is a great program for that, whereas the cadet program is a paid program. We also have traffic reconstructionist. We have the IDENT, which is the forensics unit that potentially come in, teach them how to pull fingerprints, teach them all sorts of stuff. You know, hands-on stuff, hopefully, is what we're expecting. But hopefully we get some engagement, because as per what I'm seeing in some of the applications we've already received, a lot of them have interest in forensics. Whether it's a CSI that's influenced that, I'm not sure, some of these TV shows, but it is a great field to get into. We'll have crime units, so detectives in here talking about some major cases that they might work on, how they go about their work, street crime, drug work, you name it. We want them to understand that there's a ton of avenues and that it's a great profession if you're willing to take the hop. And it's a lot of work, it's a lot of dedication, but it's completely worth it.
IMBO knows the value of being exposed to policing and how that experience can influence one's chosen career path. Originally, he was interested in a career in radiology, but after a police ride-along, he was hooked.
If we would have had a program like this in high school, would we have taken it? For me, absolutely. I wasn't 100% sure I wanted to be a police officer. For me, I was in athletics. I was a hockey player. That's what I wanted to do. I thought, you know what, this is great. But at some point, reality kicked in and thought, well, I'm not going to play in the NHL, so I got to come up with an alternative. And to be honest, it was either some sort of hospital work or policing is what I would. I'd like x-ray, that kind of stuff, ultrasound, but then I ended up falling into the realm of policing. I met a friend at a gym, said, come on out for a ride along. And that changed my complete reality.
IMBO says if even one of the participants pursues a career in policing, he will consider the program a success, both personally and professionally.
I joined this profession as hokey as it sounds, I wanted to help people. And if I can help people and even getting in the position that I'm in, that's a big plus for me. Yeah, that would be 100% motivated and help us motivate to continue doing the program itself.
Applications for the OPP Youth Academy are still being accepted until the March 9th cutoff date and are available in the office at Halliburton Highlands Secondary School, as well as the OPP Detachment in Minden. The program will run from March 26th to April 29th.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.